There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Related to it, Ken Kessler and Doug Steffen, Tuesday the 20th, two-thirds of the way through the first month of 2015. In the news today, the review, this is an hour of in-depth conversation about any number of things that may have happened, let's say over the last 24 to 48 hours. Certainly the, and I put in quotation marks, celebration, that's probably not the right word, Kenny, the acknowledgement of the life of Martin Luther King Jr. takes place every year at this time. I don't choose to celebrate it in the sense that I think we really don't have, it's very disrespectful, frankly, the things that we do or we assume about how people, we spend all of this time and all this conversation, oh, we have to have a day for Martin Luther King. And then what happens? Consumers go out and spend a lot more money. They pay. Somebody said to me yesterday, how would I think this day would best be spent? Having teach-ins in school, English department, history department, relevant departments would be teaching, working on programs together to teach children the value, not necessarily of just what Martin Luther King did, but the impact of his thought process on not only our country, but the rest of the world, and other people like him who work to help people figure out how to get along with each other. And sometimes it takes a lot of in-your-face material to get people to realize how selfish they are, how one-sided things are. I want it all my way. That kind of stuff. And this isn't the kind of the existence here on this planet with beings like ours. We need to figure out how to get along. And we see how horribly we're doing at that right now. Just look around every day, headline after headline after headline after headline, instead of it being about the music of the day, the entertainment of the day, the football games. There's plenty of football discussion, no question about that. But just, there's so, I mean, look at the discussion about football. Who's going to kill that team? And it's just, it's, he was a nonviolent guy that lots of violence surrounded, and what a shame. Our poll yesterday at DougSteffen.com asked how you are observing the day. Let's see here. 25% of you said attending some special event. 22% said going to a monument or a museum. Let's see. 17% said shopping, running errands, getting caught up in other things I need to do. 16% just another work day. 12% going to a parade. 9% when's Martin Luther King Jr. Day? Yeah, that kind of stuff. So what do you have for feedback from people who felt that this was either important or not important, Kenny? Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. Email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com. And 888-302-DOUG are the ways to be in touch.
Dell says, I have more respect for Martin Luther King Jr. than any man that's ever lived. This is what a hero is to me.
Heroism. Interesting. Yeah, I can see where a lot of people would consider him to be a hero. Yep. What else?
Trent says, in honor of Martin Luther King Day, I saw Selma tonight and find that words fail for me to adequately describe my feelings about this powerfully important film. See this movie. You must.
Yeah, I would like to go see it. Have you seen it yet, Kenny?
I have not.
Mm-hmm. All right, what other headlines in terms of our listeners are there?
Let's see. People commenting on from over the weekend when Fox News announced that they were apologizing for many of the comments they made about so-called no-go zones in France and England. Alan says, is Fox Next going to issue corrections for every other BS story they've run in the last 20 years?
What people don't understand about Fox and MSNBC and others, they're not in the news business. They're in the entertainment business. They're in the making money business. Roger Ailes I was participating in a broadcast seminar this weekend in St. Louis, and one of the things that came up was the importance of the identity for a lot of the right of center stage to have Fox News. Fox News is not fair and balanced. Fox News is not about news. Fox News is about getting eyes to watch their product. That's why there are the blondes with the heavy set chests who are on set in most every scene, most every newscast. You will not escape an hour of Fox News without seeing somebody who's very attractive. That's how people, that's what it's about. Their business is not to give you the news. Their business is to get you to watch what they do so they can sell advertising and make a lot of money. And that's what they do. That's what any of the Murdoch product that's around the rest of the world does. If you look at all of the, look at Sky News, look at any of the things that are video or visually important, and it's not about the news, it's about what it is that he's putting on the screen to attract you. So anyway, all right, what else have we got?
Wes says, I love how they issued their apologies over the weekend when no one was paying attention. I'll believe that they're sincere when I hear Sean Hannity read it.
Yeah, they're not sincere. If you read, listen to the woman. We had the audio, I think, from the second, I forget what the Dr. Janine was her name, Pirro. She read a dull, droll statement that had no value whatsoever. Not any value. I didn't think it had any value, but it was obligatory, so we'll do it because we were caught with our pants down. All right, so anyway, that's that corner of whatever input there needs to be on those issues. We'll continue because Roylyn Reed is here with us, who has a special interest in Martin Luther King, Martin Luther King Day. Some good, rare conversation, I hope, will take place in a moment here on the Good Day program.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Velveeta Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacists help me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Did you donate anything to charity last year? Or did you tell your girlfriend you donated something to charity, but really you just moved it to the attic? Because that CD tower is part of who you are. And if Michelle doesn't understand that, well, maybe Michelle doesn't understand you. Or, well, no matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you donate anything, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Richie and Kenny and Jennifer and I have Roylyn Reed with us now. She teaches tolerance and works with corporations and organizations around the country. Diversity is her focus as the CEO of Consumer and Market Insights, serving on the board of directors of the Women's Business Council Southwest and the Minority Business Development Council. Familiar with race relations. Nice to have you here, Ms. Reed. I wonder what, in terms of our focus on Martin Luther King today, what do you suppose he would have thought about the events in our country the past couple of months with regard to race, specifically the police, white police, black people being killed by the police? What do you think?
Well, definitely, of course, we can recognize we've come a ways, but we would with no doubt still have a long ways to go.
So how would
he, that's just a fair statement.
I think you're right. I think, how would he, do you think, this is just media speculation, but you know, some people call it nonsense, but I think it has its place because when you listen to his words, when you think about the activity and the things going on in our country 52 years ago, and think, okay, are things better now? Well, maybe in some regards. Rasmussen suggests 17% of us now rate racial relations as good or excellent. I think there's a lot of racism in our country. What do you think?
Well, you know, that is true. But when we look at anything, it has to be continuous learning and continuous improvement. Mm-hmm. Because if you think about it, a lot of those who were involved 50-some-odd years ago are either older or were not even old enough or born. So if you think about just how life is in general, you know, even when we talk about our children, now that time is going on, they were babies or may not have been born for 9/11 or when the Space Challenger blew up. So we've got to educate.
And that's the problem with not having school on Martin Luther King Day. It seems to me we're not doing a good job of telling his story and or some of the other stories that need to be told so that we can calm down the fear that exists with people. You know, you go look at the Michael Brown thing, and there are a lot of questions still that haven't been answered, and a lot of people conjecturing, and without good information, many of these problems get exacerbated. Do you agree?
That does happen, absolutely. But even when you look at history, too, Doug, it's rich. The story with Martin Luther King Jr., because it wasn't just the African Americans who were responsible for making things happen. Of course, it was maybe the majority, but there were many Caucasians, whites, who joined the cause, and there were a number of them who actually lost their lives as well. Yeah. We can't forget that. Even that's part of the history that we need to learn. What was it really about, and the accuracy and the detail, and how can we replicate that to move things on?
Richie, you wanted to ask him that.
It's interesting. Roylyn and I have 2 kids, 1 7 and 1 10, and we live in a very diverse community just outside of Washington, D.C. And they are clueless as to any kind of racial tensions, anything, until really they start learning about Martin Luther King and how this country was back in the 60s, and that's when they go, wow. But they, all their friends and all the kids that they hang out with and everything, it's such a mixed pot, and it makes you wonder. We need to learn about it, but the innocence of kids gets spoiled by the world that they get raised in, and it's kind of a sad dichotomy there.
Sure. You know, that's a very good point, and that's probably true with just everything. That's why we have history. I think, well, let me just start here. Our nation has done its part. It's made it a national holiday for us to recognize Martin Luther King Jr.
And now it's kind of up to us to do the work, Roylyn. I think we need to do some work to understand better his message. Thank you. Roylyn Reed here with us in conversation on Good Day.
has a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The video of the day today didn't get a lot of buzz when it was first released in 1986. Identified as the King Green Chorus, they perform in the video that you can see as our video of the day at DougSteffen.com. Some of the biggest names in music, We Are the World sort of a thing, Al DeBarge, Whitney Houston is in this, Tina Marie, Lisa, Nugo, Stephanie Mills, New Edition, Curtis Blow, The Fat Boys, Run DMC. Song is called King Holiday. It's only available on a 45. Listening to this. Actually, we have two different versions of it in our video of the day at DougSteffen.com. We have the song itself, which you're listening to here with all those people that I just enumerated.
We have the full version.
But then we have also a version, the longer one includes a minute or so of introduction with one of Martin Luther King's sons answering children's questions.
Welcome to the Martin Luther King Jr. Center for Nonviolent Social Change. The center is the living legacy to Dr. King and his dream.
He had a dream?
Oh, yes. He had a dream for freedom, justice, and equality for all people, everywhere.
What's this?
This is the Nobel Peace Prize awarded to Dr. King for his nonviolent work.
What's that?
That's the proclamation declaring Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday a national holiday, a holiday for peace.
Was Dr. King a good man?
Was he a smart man?
Was he a kind man?
Yes, he was all of these things.
How come you know so much about him?
Yeah!
Because he was also my father.
So, a little hokey, but yet the message is clear. And I think, sort of, if I can follow up on what we were talking about a few minutes ago, the essence of how we're learning and how children learn. Richie had a pretty good example. It depends on, all of this stuff completely depends on where you come from, where you live, what your background is, what you and your children, your family are exposed to. There are plenty of places in this country where race relations are not an issue. issue. But yet there are other places that you wouldn't think. I was in St. Louis over the weekend, and I've been there for a long time. I worked on KMOX for a while there, and but I haven't been downtown for an age. It's like Detroit. St. Louis is, you go down that interstate as you're going out to the airport. The airport is a ghost. I mean, it's like a wasteland in comparison to what it was like when TWA was in business. It is amazing the change in that city in a number of years, and mostly since TWA went out of business. It's around the airport, but going down the interstate, all these burned out buildings and buildings that are falling apart. It really was very discouraging to see. And those neighborhoods around, the closer neighborhoods around St. Louis are where the black people, black population is. And then as you go further out, and I think this maybe is the case in many cities, into suburbia, you find the white population. But I was also taken back, Richie, by the number of non-American blacks, that is, non-native blacks, live and service and work. There are lots of people who are Muslim who have moved to St. Louis. You see the garb in the hotel where I stayed, the people who are working on the staff, many of them wearing the garb. That was very interesting and very telling about how this country has changed. One wonders, as you acknowledge that and as you observe it, what would Martin Luther King have said about that? Would it have been something that would have been encouraged? I think so, probably. Right. Diversity is a great thing.
Equal rights for everybody.
Right. Diversity is very helpful as long as it's constructive. And I think that's what you were talking about with regard to your children. Anyway, food for thought. 28 after, we got a lot of things to think about here. That's the idea. This is the idea bank, in a manner of speaking. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Several years ago, one of the winning labels in our Wacky Warning Label contest was found on a snow sled. It said, "Beware, sled may develop high speed under certain snow conditions." Well, that's the whole idea, isn't it? But lawsuits against sled makers are becoming common as more courts ignore personal responsibility. Sadly, these lawsuits are making it hard to find places to even use a sled these days. In Dubuque, Iowa, sledding will soon be banned in all but two of its 50 parks, and lawsuits over sledding accidents are the reason. No one tracks how many cities have banned sledding, but according to the Associated Press, the list grows every year. Let's be fair. It would be easy to blame cities for these bans, but the real responsibility lies with the courts. By allowing lawsuits even when reasonable safety precautions have been taken, judges have created a different kind of slippery slope in the courts, and it now threatens virtually any activity involving risk. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The entrepreneur's phone system.
Many know Lou Brissy was starting pitcher for the Philadelphia Athletics in the late 1940s, but few know he almost lost his legs in the Army.
I could not see one foot. I could see the blood, but I could not see the left foot. The right foot I saw, and I could see the hole in the boot. And then I was pretty well out of it for a considerable time.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. Find more on Brissy at AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Hear him here. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Reminding me of yesterday. So stuck on bringing me down. It used to know by now that I'm not sticking around. Let it go.
Let's see what we need to have in our focus. Need to have, I guess, want to have in the focus. I'm Doug Steffen with Ken Kessler. Good day. Program time is 33 after the hour, 27 before the new hour. We're talking a lot about Martin Luther King and the tributes that were paid to him yesterday and the things in his philosophy that are worth noting. And I guess I threw in, why can't we all just get along? Is there a better example of us not getting along than the continuing focus on terrorism, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, the various sects that are involved in trying to control the world, in essence? I'm smart, I'm right, you're wrong, you're dumb. That's basically what the if you boil down ISIS, it's the simplistic thinking, Al-Qaeda, the same thing. And where did all this stuff come from? How is it? Did you ever stop to get philosophical about some of this stuff? Thinking about where the original idea came from, that religion, first of all, would be a good way for us to acknowledge or try to find answers to questions to which there may not be any answers. Because people are afraid if they can't find answers to things, then maybe the whatever is there, whatever question goes unanswered, will lead them into something that they can't control. Because being a human being is all about control. It's all about what you can do and or what you have, and the whole discussion and debate, which is not part of my scrutiny here right now. I'm only looking at some of the things that have been in print the last week or so about how rich people who have half the world's wealth and this is bad, this kind of nonsense. Bad because they're smart, bad because they're good at what they do. My suggestion, if we could go to the religious components of our lives, the spiritual components of our lives, and understand what, I don't know anything about the Quran, I don't know anything about the Torah, I don't know anything about other religions. I know I studied a lot of information that was in the Bible and Christianity as a kid growing up, and I still have an interest in it in a secular way. What I do know from any spiritual belief that has any credo, any merit to it that comes out of Christianity, yeah, blessed be the poor, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But everything that I get out of what comes from creation is that you can create your own. There's nothing anywhere that says abundance is bad. There's nothing anywhere in the Bible that says money is bad. I read a book called A Millionaire Moses, which is an interesting overview of taking things that were attributed to Moses and working them around so you can understand how to create your own wealth. There are books and books and books and series and series and series of books. Napoleon Hill's a good example of all of the things that are around that suggest essence of what your creativity can bring you. I even do a radio program every day that's aimed at that foisters entrepreneurialism, ideas, new inventions, that sort of thing. Spend an hour every day focused on people and their new ideas. These people have the opportunity to make just as much money as those who have come before them who have made a lot of money. So it just is, it's specious and arrogant and ignorant for this continuing focus on people who don't have, well, we don't have an opportunity. Yes, you do. Everybody's got an opportunity. It's how you take advantage of it. I live in a bad neighborhood, so move. Anyway. So the reason that I'm putting these two things together is because terrorism is built on lust and greed. People who are full of lust and greed for power and control want to have what other people don't have. They want to take from you that which is yours. There is no more. This is the stuff that we're being told by these charity reports is nothing more than economic terrorism. That's what it is. It's power, control, avarice, if you will, whatever word you want to attach to it. That's what this is. So I'm looking around at the latest ISIS garbage. They want to get $200 million, Kenny.
Yeah.
For these two Japanese hostages. The folks in, I'm looking at a couple of different reports from counterterrorism consultants, a company called Flashpoint Intelligence, says that the latest video from ISIS appears to be authentic, features two handcuffed men in orange garb. What is orange is the new black? Similar to the jumpsuits worn by the Gitmo detainees, kneeling next to a masked jihadist who has a big knife. So we all know what that means. The militants say they will execute these two in 72 hours if they don't get $200 million. And we all know they're not going to get $200 million. We all know these guys are going to be dead in 3 days. The Japanese prime minister pledged $200 million in non-military assistance for the countries that are fighting ISIS. They're going to help them. They're going to help these two guys any, but maybe it'll help put these things into perspective. The voiceover on this new video appears to be the work of Jihadi John, the British guy, or at least he got a British accent. He's beheaded other Westerners, it seems. What a sick bastard. Those of you who are listening on American Forces Radio, because this hour of the program is on American Forces Radio, when you look at these pictures, what does that do? I mean, never mind those of us who don't wear a uniform. You're wearing a uniform. You look at this guy who is the enemy and what he does, and what kind of a mind must this piece of garbage have? How do you get so twisted? Well, you get twisted because of what I said a few minutes ago. You want what other people have. That's all. It's not about religion. This is about power, money, and control. Anyway, the video message released earlier today showing these hostages. According to the Japanese Public Broadcasting Company, one of the hostages launched what it described as a civilian military company last year, went to travel in Syria. The other captive has been described as a freelance journalist who posted reports from Syria on Twitter. Hasn't had an update on his account since October. What are you, nuts? What do you go over there for? You gotta be nuts. At a news conference yesterday, the premier of Japan demanded that they be released. What? You're talking to yourself. Anyway, the chief cabinet secretary in Japan described the threat to kill the hostages as unforgivable, said that Tokyo would cooperate with related nations and do their best to release, get the release of these nationals. They're not going to get a release. They aren't. And so they'll fumble and fiddle around. Whether or not, now I don't think the Japanese, Kenny, have been involved. There haven't been any Asians involved in any of this. The Chinese?
No.
Right? There's no Asians involved in this heretofore.
No, I don't remember hearing about any.
So this will be more food, I suppose, more flame, more fuel. The international outrage over the Charlie Hebdo incident. And then this sort of thing, the international community talking about or basically repulsed and revulsed by what's happened. These guys just keep making the stakes bigger. Every day they're sticking it to you. They're up yours. That's basically what they're saying, right? I mean, what else? How else do you interpret this? Up yours. We're going to do what we want. We're going to keep killing people. We're going to keep embarrassing you. We're going to show the world how powerful we are, and you can't fix it. So what's the alternative? You give them $200 million, and they use it to kill and do more of what they're doing. How do you extinguish this flame? That's really what the question is at this point in time. But make no mistake, they're trying to get the same thing that we have. We, you know, we've gotten our power and control in this country by some pretty specious means. And I don't know, at least at the moment, we're not guilty of some of the things they are, but we've done some pretty nasty things over the years, not only here, but around the world. Anyway, let's continue this conversation with a terrorism expert named Kevin Malott, who has some interesting observations, I'm guessing. You'll hear that observation or those observations as the Doug Steffen Good Day program continues.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local Health Mart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and number 3030.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
I'm sold.
Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying, faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount apply before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Doug Stephan's Good Day program. Richie and Jennifer and Kenny and I have Kevin Lalotte with us now, who's an international security expert, president of Erase Enterprises. Sounds like somebody ought to be in 24. Kevin, has anybody tried to enlist you to participate in the next series of 24 television events?
We try to stay out of the TV and movie stuff.
I do. But you work for the military, have been an instructor for numerous special rescue projects. The situation in Belgium and in France, the Germans actually, too, arresting a couple of dozen suspects in anti-terrorism raids. Is this all related to what happened to Charlie Hebdo?
I think, yeah, it is, and it's related to intelligence that they're picking up now that they're really focusing on the particular people that are connected. You know, the same thing happened in France, actually, about, I guess it was like last June, where they unveiled a plot to hit the Eiffel Tower, and then they started arresting people, and pretty soon you're seeing them in four different countries. So it's just the network, it's the way the networks of the terrorists work. But they're always there, and they're always available to be arrested. It's a question of, is anybody focusing on it?
Is there danger going too far with this, the extreme, you know, the pendulum flopping back and forth? They didn't do their job well. The French don't do great when it comes to things like this anyway. There are some countries in Europe do better, I think, in watching these sort of problems. So, you know, this under this circumstance, do they go too far?
Well, I think it's important that we look at the agents in the field. The French intelligence guys do some pretty good work. The Germans do great work. It's a question, is there political willpower? It's the exact same problem in the U.S. Is there the political willpower to go do what it takes to get these guys off the street? And the answer is no. There typically is not. There's a lot of good intelligence and there's a lot of knowledge of who's out there and what they're thinking, but nobody will authorize the action to go get them.
Well, the next question will be, for those of us here in America, are these problems headed in our direction, or are we better at actually handling these things before the fact?
No, they're heading towards us, and we're the actual target. We are the largest military force in the world. We're the guys that have the greatest capacity to intercept signals and so forth. So they definitely have lined us up as a target. And it's really, really important to understand that with ISIL, they're the only terrorist group whose name is in English. Everybody else has an Arab name, Al-Shabaab, Al-Nusra, Al-Qaeda. ISIL, Islamic State, and Iraq and Levant is English. And they made it English for a reason. It's to appeal to the English recruits that they're bringing in. The whole social media structure is designed to aim at Westerners. Mm-hmm. So including non-Arab individuals in the West and non-Muslims in the West.
Sick, sick, sick. Interesting that tourism in France has dropped following these attacks. We go to the Eiffel Tower, we talked about that a minute ago, some of the other major sites, the Louvre
in France, the big museum. There are very few people in the last week or 10 days that have been over there.
I would think that France and Paris would be one of the safest places to travel.
Now. Yeah, but that's not what people are thinking, Richie. Right. They think not. This is before the fact rather than after the fact. All right, Kevin, thank you for that piece of information. Are we liable to have this same problem here? Is what people are asking. I don't choose to scare you, but you know, vigilance is probably an important thing for us to be focused on. 21 after the hour. Good day.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
From the movie The Cable Guy, Jim Carrey turned 53 over the weekend, so he starts out movie moments with movie music and a smile coming to a lot of people's faces. Chucker's not around today. Jen's going to bring us up to date on what the box office totals were. But first, we have our, using Jim Carrey, I guess, as the focal point here, we have our contest to qualify you for a four-day, three-night retreat. All luxury for two adults, two children. If you have children under 15, this would be very cool. Going to any of the three beaches resorts that are located either in the Turks and Caicos or in Jamaica. So what we have here is a question or two. I don't know if question. I'm going to ask you to identify the movie from which this audio comes. You get three clips. If you figure out what the audio is, you'll dial this at 888-302-3684. First person on who gets the movie correctly will qualify for our drawing scheduled February 6th for the all-inclusive luxury resort destination that you will be able to take your family on if your name is chosen. So here we go with clip number one.
All the greatest anchors have had their own signature sign-off. Like, well, and that's the way it was. And that's the way the cookie crumbled. And that's the way, I like it.
Uh-huh. Who is that? Well, we know who it is because we talked about his birthday. What's the name of the movie? 888-302-3684. Next one, Richie.
God is a mean kid sitting on an anthill with a magnifying glass, and I'm it. He could fix my life in 5 minutes if he wanted to, but he'd rather burn off my feelers and watch me squirm.
Got it yet? 888-302-3684. Last chance. Here's the last one.
Really something, isn't it?
Is this heaven?
No, this is Mount Everest. You should flip on the Discovery Channel from time to time. But I guess you can't now, being dead and all.
I'm dead?
I'm just messing with you.
That was one of the, I thought that's one of his, I think that's one of his, not best roles, but a very good role for Morgan Freeman. Okay, what's the name of the movie? It wasn't a great movie by any stretch of the imagination, but it was something that people remember for sure. 888-302-3684, winner coming up here, plus weekend box office winners on Good Day.
According to the calendar, winter's only a few weeks old. Had enough? Good Day Show and Beaches Resorts want to send you on an island getaway. 4 days, 3 nights in Turks and Caicos, Negril, Jamaica, or Ocho's Rios, Jamaica. It's all inclusive. It's what you need. It's what you want. You take care of the airfare. Beaches Resorts does the rest. Beaches Resorts, the luxury included vacation for everyone. Visit online at beaches.com. Details and full rules at DougStephan.com.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying, faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services discount. Buy before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespeak does have time to do other things. For instance, I do love
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
All right, let's see here. Let's, Mike, Richie, are we putting, let's do Mike first. Mike, what's the name of the movie?
Well, I was saying Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. That's a good guess, though. Yep. Jared, what's the name of the movie?
This one is Bruce Almighty.
It is. You qualify for our drawing February the 6th to one of the Beaches Resorts. Hold on just a second. Richie will take care of getting your name. Jen Jen, who won at the box office this weekend?
Oh, in huge amounts, American Sniper made $90 million this weekend. So crazy.
Yeah.
Followed not even close by The Wedding Ringer at number 2, making $21 million. Paddington made $19 million. Taken 3 came in at number 4, and Selma at number 5 with $8
million. $8 million for Selma. All right, so
the weekend.
The American Sniper may have be. I saw something that suggested it may be the best or most successful movie that Clint Eastwood has ever been involved in, given the fact that he's 84 years old and he's still producing and directing. That says something. I think it does anyway. Story at DougStephan.com about Nike confirming that they're working on Back to the Future 2 self-tying shoes.
I love that.
My God. All right, well, I think they're. Kenny, aren't they trying to bring that franchise back somehow? Back to the Future?
There are rumors that they're doing that.
Yeah. 5:59 at the hour on Good Day.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.